What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are now tapped in with your boy Ray Nitty on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I got the homie Jazz Tyler.
What's the word?
Joining me, man.
What's up, Ray?
Man, what's honey, man? Say you want smoke, what's honey? What's honey, man? How you been, Jazz?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a lot going on. School starting back. Kennedy headed to college next week.
Hey, what up, kid?
Man, a lot going on.
I remember when them kids was small when we was using all that data on Xbox. You hear them in the back.
Hella data on the Xbox.
I want 78. We was on Call of Duty.
I'm telling you, it's crazy how time flies.
Yeah,
it is so crazy.
Man, how you feeling? How you feel about data centers and data?
I guess I don't understand why we have to. So, from what I've seen so far, if I'm not mistaken, the data centers that's attempting to come to Milwaukee are the same data centers that operates for ICE.
I know.
Jacobs.
That's Jacobs is the company bidding to get our water company.
Right.
To get our water stuff.
But
for
they
MMSD.
Support
Palantir.
Exactly.
Palantir for sure. Now, I'm not sure if Palantir has a data center here. I know who does is, if I'm not mistaken, Oracle, Microsoft, Potawatomi. And those are ones I know for sure that are here right now. Now, I know Jacobs, who has ties to Palantir, who does a lot of data stuff.
They're supposed to get like a $700 million contract.
$700 million contract from MMSD to monitor and operate our water system. Correct.
When in all actuality, are they doing that or monitoring?
That's what I said earlier, though. But they also was like, you know, all right. So in one, the executive director of MMSD came out and said that, you know, they bill communities directly, right? Mm-hmm. Not like individuals is what he was saying. Let me see if I pull it up right here. 1 second. Said that they build communities directly and they don't share that type of information with like personal information with the companies that's operating it, right? But the contradictory, and maybe I'm reading it wrong, but from what Jacobs came out and said is, you know, we don't use our clients' information for. I was like, oh, I thought you didn't have it.
Hello.
So if you didn't,
slick tone on this.
I thought you didn't have it. So how you gonna use something you don't have? So I just, maybe that's just how, you know, this was worded on the document. But
no,
I wanted
just
to
lied.
Do some deeper.
We Craig and Data. Just kick back. You heard what happened to
some
the last
deeper conversation. But yes, you are correct. Palantir has direct ICE relationships, and it dates back to 2021. I actually said that I used to invest in Palantir on the stock market. And when I found out what it was that they actually do, I was like, you know what? I sold all my shares. So I got right the heck up out of there. But yeah, they had $30 million deal to build Immigration OS, which is a database explicitly designed to help track down undocumented people using data pooled across multiple federal agencies. So what I be thinking is like, all right, strange, like, and I know they said they won't, and I'm not one to just put blind conspiracies out there, but if you use somebody water bill. And it's funny that these companies are alleged, like, I find it ironic that they come into sanctuary cities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I don't trust people who say that the information isn't going to be out because we all know that they sell our data anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you look is you get an email, hey, you know, it's a lawsuit going on, get a check for about $10 because your information was sold. But what I do have a problem with for sure is them billing the communities directly.
Mm-hmm.
And to tie this into the elections, when we talk about data centers, that is my main issue. And I believe that that's what majority of the citizens, their issues are as well, amongst other things. And I wholeheartedly don't believe that they will not sell our data. I'm almost positive they would. They always do.
Mm-hmm. And then my thing is, like, even if you sell in our data, why is there not a shared revenue
model?
Like, we always, like, have these weird, stupid deals that we make with corporations, businesses, other entities, where I feel like we always consistently get the short end of the stick and then end up having to raise taxes on families and so forth. We know we have land that mm-hmm. is going to be coveted by these larger companies that are looking to build these things. And, like, no, we doing y'all a favor. Y'all,
yeah.
Like, y'all not doing us a favor, because how many places actually going to let y'all come in and build?
Yep. It, sometimes it feel like we just thirsty.
Yeah, to just have some. And we don't be having no paper coming back from
none
it.
None whatsoever. So,
I just think we need to, one, yes, we have to figure out how we hold these corporations accountable for how they build in communities.
Didn't
right?
we go through this with Skywalker with the
come on now.
The what was it?
Come on now. Foxconn.
Foxconn, yeah.
And Foxconn is now Microsoft's data center. What was supposed to be mm-hmm. Foxconn is now Microsoft, which is
we already have proof that it ain't gonna work.
So, but it didn't work for Foxconn, but it seemed like it's working for Microsoft. And we gave Foxconn such a sweet deal that was strange too. I was like, why do we just give these type of deals away? Like you said, we'd be so thirsty to just have people here and yes. be excited about people bringing, like, building here.
Yep.
But it's like, that doesn't directly impact the state if we don't put any real structure to it. Like, yo, we want a percentage of revenue.
And it's like a takeover to me. It's like a stronghold, like a complete takeover. When you look at not even just in Milwaukee, but the citizens throughout the state, they don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the data centers, right? And for obvious reasons. But again, I think what needs to happen is there needs to be some type of research conducted, going back, looking at the deal that Walker made with Foxconn and so on and so mm-hmm. on, even Microsoft, to weigh the pros and cons and then make the decision based off of that. Not just that alone, but the fact that, again, the citizens don't want it. But we have to go back and check the track record. If we're not paying attention to what happened before, then end up in the same situation.
And then we got to have the conversation. Do we not want it? Because nobody slowing down their Instagram use.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody mm-hmm. slowing down their Netflix use.
But I think it's hard because the way that they have made society today is almost like you can't do anything without it.
But we can.
We can to a certain degree.
We can.
All
we
of the information is on.
We want things faster, though.
That's a fact. I'm okay with living off the
grid. We
want
to hold on to all our pictures.
No, that's a fact. Yeah, go get that photo album. Go ahead
you
and go
what I'm
that
saying?
Free film for life camera.
Don't nobody
want
to.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to twist that button no more to take a picture.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
How much storage we buy on these iPhones?
That's a fact. And they did numbers on us, the millennials.
Come on, man.
They did. That's our generation for sure.
So, and that be like, we so easily separate the consumption conversation from the actual data. I could be 1,000% wrong, but I feel like I'm right. If people manage their data consumption, there will not be such a huge need
for data.
Or if we weren't so microwave society where we want everything right away.
Mm-hmm.
You could put up a whole 15-hour show if you just give a couple prompts, and now you don't got to do all this research. You got things doing. What sped up the consumption was the need for people wanting things to be even faster.
Yes.
Google wasn't fast enough.
But the
now we need a Gemini.
I'm programming us and reprogramming us not to need it is going to take more time. It's going to take a lot of time because that's what's going to have to happen in order for us not to use as much data as possible. I think also, too, to your point, the bigger question is, why Wisconsin? Why in the world are they so adamant about bringing it here?
I think because Scott Walker laid the groundwork to show Wisconsin is data center friendly. So when you already have a huge company like Foxconn who got some through and now it's Microsoft.
They won't even.
It's attractive to a Microsoft competitor.
Yep.
Oh, Oracle. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So now Oracle is building I didn't even know Oracle was putting a data center in Pleasant Prairie.
Or
Mount
either.
Prairie.
I'm curious to know how
but then somebody
the
said
of data
on,
centers in throughout the country.
I don't know how many it is right now. I heard the number the other day listening to CNBC, but I know they getting ready to build more, like much more.
Do that mean it's time to leave the country?
I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means, to be honest with you. But what I do know is we as humans have not showed zero signs of slowing down our consumption. We've only showed signs that we want things even faster.
Yep.
Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What up, y'all? Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is The Grapevine with your boy Ray Nitty. Jazz Tyler filling in with me.
What's the word, Ray?
Holding it down, man. The word is, are you finances low? Are your finances low? Is your mindset off track? Or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you take the next step toward building a better future. Speaking of building a better future, man, we've been building this AI future and didn't even know it.
Didn't even know it. Wasn't paying attention. All the finesse does right.
Hey man, all the data points that they got on us from all our search engines, everything we searched, YouTube, things that we look like, how we think they build algorithms for us.
Based off of us, what we're doing,
what we saying, what our phones listening to.
Yep.
What we think an iPhone is. That's damn near a little data center in your pocket.
I promise you.
You got apps just running data while you sleep. Man.
We might as well just end it all. The technology is just live off grid.
All I'm saying.
No technology. But I think it makes it harder. We was kind of talking about it. It makes it harder, too, to pull away because they have, in a sense, forced us to need you know, social media, data, all of that. People monetize off of data now. All
Come
types
on,
of things
man.
Happening. So they're making us addicted to it, especially the babies.
Even change how we consume music.
Yes. Absolutely.
We used to have to go buy a CD and play it. Now you stream it. And they robbed folks out of their streaming money.
Yep. Facts.
So all the music you listening to when you getting excited and fired up I hope you listened to it on cassette.
Because you're using data.
You use it. Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music. What do you think all that music is stored?
Yes. Yes.
Cloud don't mean in the sky.
Yep. Come on.
What do we think is stored? So that's why I ask these questions. We have yet to really address our human consumption. And it's a separate conversation. I'm not trying to debate with people. I just want us to open our eyes.
Nope.
Our consumption is insane.
It is. It is. If you think about, actually, your phone tells you how much
screen time
you're using, you're utilizing. So you should probably pay attention to that every
day. All the
time. Go and look at how much time you are utilizing on your phone in one day.
Man. Wisconsin isn't alone in grappling with this. More than 50 cities and countries nationwide have enacted some sort of data center moratorium on restrictions largely driven by the same water stress and electricity costs concerns showing up in Wisconsin. So that's the issue. How? What deal are we negotiating that's not causing our citizens to have to pay these extra higher light bills? Because in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, our energy bill has already went up.
Mm-hmm.
I had the numbers here. Let me see if I can find it.
So are these extra fees also a part of the extra fees we see on the water bills?
So according to the research, research would say that the fees that we're seeing right now, the hike that we're seeing right now, isn't a reflection of the new infrastructure build out that We Energies wants to do. I don't know how.
Sound like a bunch of books.
So I'm like,
sound like a bunch of books.
I'm just saying.
Try to tell you.
They like, let's just raise it now so they don't notice it later. So when the data centers get here, we can say, no, the bill is already high. I'm just saying.
Go ahead and tell them what they want to hear.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, we put all these numbers around. Oh, these jobs, 500 jobs, 800 jobs.
Is this a real deal breaker for you when it comes to elections?
Data centers?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think data centers is a deal breaker for me. I do think environmental injustice.
Yes.
Is a deal breaker for me. And I want us to look at environmental injustice as a whole.
Yes, absolutely.
Not just no damn data centers, because we got a lot of environmental injustice we could be making noise for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not for data centers that's on the way or proposed data centers.
Right.
It's a lot of environmental injustice, toxic centers right now. I can tell you where one is. 32nd and Center Street, Master Lock. It's for sale right now.
Right across from the corridor, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Great question, LaRon. What's more important, environmental justice or black folks getting jobs? I don't think they got to be separate.
I don't think so either, but I think the even more important question is black folks keeping jobs. Like,
straight up. Because, as we just stated, Master Lock created so many black folks' jobs, and due to environmental injustice and over-contaminants in our neighborhood and another company getting blamed, companies being us, black developers that put $77 million on Center Street to rebuild our community, got blamed for infecting or toxic chemicals that was spilled by Master Lock.
Yes.
And then we let Master Lock shut down while black developers was getting the blame.
Come on.
Nobody showed up. Everybody that was mad about data centers and showed up at Midtown. I'm like, man, miss me with all that performative BS. Because you ain't loud about things that's right now killing people in our city. people getting cancer, people just randomly passing. Like, that's happening right now.
Absolutely.
And it's on our DNR website. Y'all could go gladly take a look at. And I'm not making any of it up.
Yep.
So, no, data centers ain't no deal breaker for me, but environmental injustice is.
Yep. I agree. As someone who has an autoimmune disorder, everything in the environment matters with my health. Every single thing. And it's crazy because we don't think about these things until something happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we need to. When I moved away and I lived in Arizona, it wasn't until I realized how important it was to be from Milwaukee and live in Milwaukee based off of our water system alone, right? When it comes to farming, when it comes to, you know, growing food, water, even just something as simple as washing your hair or using the water to wash your body, right? When you start to move around the country, you then learn that a lot of other states do not have what we have here.
At all.
So to your point earlier, I can see why they would become attracted to this state. But we have to have somebody in place who's negotiating these deals to also, to your point, make sure that we are in protecting the environmental justice as well. I'm sorry, the environment.
Yep, absolutely.
Have to. It has to be mandatory.
Absolutely. And that's why County Executive David Crowley talks about the Beyonce plan. I don't know how I feel about the name of that.
They got to come up with a new acronym, man.
I get it. Yeah. But Beyonce don't play with her name like that, man. You can't just be out here calling your energy plans Beyonce. But it's the Bring Your Own Clean Energy plan.
Man.
Which I could get behind. Bring your own clean energy. Pay
Absolutely.
For the infrastructure that is not going to raise our citizens' energy bill.
Yes.
Or water bill.
Right.
Then.
Especially, I'm sorry, Ray. But
no, go ahead.
Especially when we're lacking resources. So when I say lacking resources, I mean SDC closed. There isn't as much funding for families who need the energy assistance, all of the above. And it's inflation overall. So if they continuously increase our bills, it's going to become even harder for us to survive, right? And that's something that we need. Granted, during, you know, the winter months, they have different types of plans if you need it. But ultimately, I see this being a complete disaster. Especially for families who are in the outer city, which is the inner city of Milwaukee, and they're already struggling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens is, you know, what's next will be evictions. It's going to be a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
Can't move into a house if you messed up your name with We Energies.
Come on,
they can't turn the bill on. They can't turn the lights on.
You know how we do. We just put it in the baby now. Baby be 1 year old. You be like, how you got $20,000 in We Energies bill?
We was what? 9 with Bell South American bills. Like, what's going on? What's really going on?
Bell South is funny as a fool. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back on your award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What up, y'all? Welcome back. This is The Grapevine with your boy Ray Nitty holding it down with my homegirl, Jazz Tyler.
What's the word? What's
Sound
the word,
like
Truth
you
Nation?
Freestyle too,
don't it? Right now.
Oh, my Dottie. Man, we all talking about data, man. What's the data deal? All right? Jazz wanted to know about the Wisconsin Foxconn deal, right? And it was widely regarded as one of the most high-profile corporate subsidy sagas in modern U.S. history.
Mm-hmm.
Billed as a historic revival of American manufacturing. That's crazy, right? By a Taiwanese company doing American manufacturing. It went through severe downsizing and pivoting over the years. So the original promises in 2017, July, Taiwanese tech giant Foxconn, best known for assembling, guess what? iPhones.
Come on.
Announced a grand plan for Mount Pleasant in Racine County, Wisconsin. The vision, a massive 10 billion, 20 million square foot Wisconsin Valley campus to manufacture generation 10.5 liquid crystal display LCD TV panels. Job creation promises to create up to 13,000 blue-collar manufacturing jobs. The pitch, touted by President Donald Trump as the eighth wonder of the world, a heavily backed Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and House Speaker Paul Ryan. Just remember these names. The subsidy package, state and local governments offered roughly $3 billion to $4 billion in tax incentives and infrastructure spending, including widening highways, utility expansions, and land acquisition through eminent domain. So they was taking people's homes.
And they referred to this as the eighth wonder of the world?
Well, Trump referred to it as, what did he refer? Touted it as the eighth wonder. Yeah, he did.
So baffled. Like, what?
Hey, man, he did to get the deal done, I guess. Wisconsin, you don't want the eighth wonder. Totally. Ooh. So, where we at with it? We are at the unraveling and revision. Almost immediately after groundbreaking in 2018, the initial vision began to crumble. Market shift. Foxconn quickly realized that manufacturing large TV glass in the U.S. was economically non-viable due to high labor costs and the lack of a localized supply chain. Well, that was quick for, you know, American, the revival of American manufacturing. That ended in a year. It was like, there's no reviving this in America, the Taiwanese said. I don't understand it. Failed targets. Year after year, Foxconn failed to hit the job and investment benchmarks required to claim the state tax credit.
LaRon said it was a bait and switch that Foxconn had pulled in other cities and states. Governors told Scott Walker not to do this deal with Foxconn. Mm-hmm. I do remember that in the headlines, and he did it anyways.
He did it anyway.
And if I'm not mistaken, they were originally in, like, downtown Milwaukee, right? Or is that where they moved to?
I felt like they had...
On the outskirts first, and then they came down here?
Yeah, like, once everything was going down, they, like, had an office downtown or something like that. But that was probably just like to show face or something. Like, yeah, let's put some money in Milwaukee too. Mm-hmm. But obviously they didn't believe in the dream enough. Where it stands today. Well, hold on. Let's go back. Contract renegotiation.
Mm-hmm.
2021, now Democratic Governor Tony Evers renegotiated the state's agreement. Capital investment scaled back from $10 billion down to $672 million. Jobs scaled back from 13,000 to 1,400 jobs. Tax credits reduced from $2.8 billion down to $80 million, making credits strictly performance-based. Where it stands today, the site at Mount Pleasant has morphed into a generic industrial park dominated by data center development and AI hardware. Foxconn shift to AI hardware, while Foxconn built a few large structures on the site, including a distinctive globe-shaped dome and high-performance computing center. That's more data. It never opened an LCD factory. I remember people saying this was never about LCD factories. I remember people saying it was never about building glass screens. I remember that.
I remember he was pushing the whole data center coming here for jobs.
Yeah.
That was like the main, it had nothing else to do with nothing but.
But jobs.
But jobs.
And it was a good look because of jobs. But it was like, okay, who trained on these jobs?
Jobs for who? Please tell me.
Where these 14,000 humans coming from? Foxconn pivoted its operations in Racine toward AI data center hardware and server assembly. The company announced a $569 million expansion Amid at expanding operations to supply AI server equipment, backed up to $96 million in tax incentives in exchange for target goals and creating 1,300 jobs. Mm.
So again, this goes back to it, the whole jobs, right? One, jobs for who? Because evidently it has nothing to do with us. So again, paying attention to whatever deals are currently being negotiated and comparing it to that, because if that's something that they are leading with and they're going to push it through anyways, then if it's going to happen, whether we want it to or not, we need to be specific about what our demands are, right?
100%. 100%. Microsoft takes over the land. Here come Massa. Here come Massa. Old Bill Gates. Mm. The most significant activity on the former Foxconn property isn't actually being led by Foxconn, but by Microsoft. Microsoft purchased large parcels of land in Mount Pleasant, originally designated for Foxconn. Microsoft is constructing a multi-billion dollar AI data center campus on the site, creating thousands of, guess what, construction jobs and bringing substantial tax revenue to the region.
It sounds so good, don't it?
In the word of Lennox in Belly. No, that wasn't Belly. That was Shatas. I want a piece of every blood clot thing. You sell a nickel bag of data, I want 10%.
A piece of that. LeRon said, remember they were trying to negotiate with Foxconn to have buses to raise Senor Kenosha so black people without driver's license could work there.
Yep, I remember that. And that's what part of the high rail. Remember we were supposed to do a high rail system that got folks from Milwaukee. I think straight to Madison.
Yep, Kenosha.
If I'm not mistaken, was supposed to hit them places.
Yep.
And guess who blocked that?
Walker.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So a summary of the impact, y'all. Y'all could use y'all Apple phones and check this out. Or Androids. Androids use data, too. That's who you own. You know who own Android? Microsoft. I'm just saying. Metrics. The metrics was 2017 original deal / realized currency, realized current reality. So the primary output supposed to generate 10.5 LCD TV screens. The actual current reality is AI servers and data centers.
Come on.
Capital investment. Supposed to get $10 billion in capital investment. Actual reality, $717 million Foxconn plus Microsoft investments. Jobs promised up to 13,000. What we get? 1,400. I wonder how many people from Milwaukee actually got some of them. Not even Milwaukee, from Wisconsin.
Got some of that.
Got some of them 1,400 jobs. Mm-hmm. Sales tax incentives, $2.85 billion scaled down and strictly performance contingent. While local taxpayers were left absorbing heavy debt loads from initial land clearing, highway widening, and infrastructure improvements, the area has gradually transitioned into a regional tech and AI server corridor, driven largely by the Microsoft campus land scale rather than the original factory vision.
Yep.
I'm just saying. What up, Cousin Jasmine? She said, I got off early.
Yep. Hey, Jazz.
She said, about to cook and listen to y'all, cousins. That's right, cuz. Make sure you listen on the radio, cuz, because you don't want to use no data. You know, they might come get you. So don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back to the Grapevine on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Grapevine on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, with the right home and auto coverage built around your real life. Because when you've worked hard to build something, you want protection that works just as hard for you. That peace of mind means you're free to focus on your goals, your family, and the dreams you're chasing. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. What's happening, Madtown? Ever since I could remember, y'all been popping that data. We're talking about data centers, man. We're talking about ones that are already here. Foxconn. I think I might gotta go take a trip. I gotta go visit one of these centers, man. I gotta go visit one of these centers. Ironically enough, this was about 3 days ago. This just came across my Instagram. Mayor Brandon Johnson, this accent be trying hard to slip, enacts the strongest data center regulations in America, calls for temporary moratorium, similar to what folks has been asking for here, right? So what is this saying? Latest executive order strengthens protection against air and noise pollution, requires enhanced review of proposed data center developments, and launches a comprehensive effort to modernize Chicago's data center regulations. And I think that's fine. I think that's fair, man. We need regulations, but we gotta have a real conversation and not leave out human consumption of things that drive data up and drive data usage up. A lot of people that was like super upset, and rightfully so, about data centers was arguing on Facebook, the place that you use data. We Netflix and chill, streaming, watching videos on YouTube, watching us right now on The Truth. We using data. I just want us to think about it, man. I just got a text message from the Jamaican brethren. Says he is the lead quality control manager for the company that's building these data centers in Kenosha. Boy, man, I love to have that conversation with you, brethren. Would love to know what that looks like, what is being done, what does your job look like? We're going to set that up. We're going to set that one up because I think it's important. I think it's important, but we can't leave out the conversation about our human consumption and the everyday platforms that we use on a daily basis without even thinking second, having any second thoughts about using it. If you're ordering on Amazon, if you're ordering an Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Google, we are consuming data, emails, sending pictures, sending videos. You making reels. I'm just saying. What does a healthy data center look like? What does a healthy data center look like? The tool already used everywhere, or elsewhere, I should say, a community benefit agreement. A community benefit agreement is a legally binding contract negotiated directly between a developer and a host community, securing enforceable commitments before construction even begins, not vague promises after the fact. We need a piece of the money. We need revenue sharing from these data centers. You ain't gonna just make money off of our data and not give us a cut back now. And I gotta give you tax breaks and in eminent domain to give you land and take people homes and no. You gotta kick in. You gotta come check in. And that's how I feel we set our cities up for. Somebody said Lena's grocery store used to have vans that would take you home. No Ubers. Absolutely. I remember that. Now it's Apple Pay. Spark, everything, AirDrop. I'm sorry, women. We take 10,000 pictures of y'all when we go out. For y'all to not like none of them, be like, you're a terrible picture taker. But what we do, we just save it, upload it to the cloud. What does a healthy data center look like? The NAACP has already built a national CBA template specifically for data centers covering local hiring commitments, a path to 100% renewable / zero emission power by a fixed target year, and protections against wage theft. I don't even know what that means, protection against wage theft. But somebody's thinking about it. LaRon says, for me, the worst case scenario is to say no to an opportunity and it goes somewhere else and works, then yes, and it doesn't work. I remember when they was trying to bring the meat packing plant to, not Midtown, but Century City. And they had that whole uproar about why we shouldn't bring this meat packing company. I think it was coming from Kenosha to Century City. And that was supposed to bring all these jobs. And you know who was promoting it? People that don't look like the neighborhood, who is promoting not bringing it here or protesting it. People that don't look like the neighborhood. And now, this was what, 10 years ago? Khalif Rainey was the alder at that time. They made so much noise that them jobs never came. And Century City is still vacant. I know they packing beer in there or something. I don't know how many jobs in there. But it's still empty. So I'm just saying, y'all, as we get ready to wrap this up for today, right? Yes. We have to hold corporations, companies, establishments accountable for making sure they are healthy partners in our community. And if we really, really, really care about data centers and the different harms that it could bring, then we have to equally care about our consumption of the things that we consume that drive data usage up. There is a ton of things locally right now, environmental justice, that we could be equally as loud about. Communities that need your support, need your help, need your voice. Come on in, outsiders. Master Lock is open for business. Well, they closed now. But it's tons of toxins in the community over there on 32nd and Center Street. And we've been quiet about it. I feel like I've been the only one saying something. Next week, we're going to do the Master Lock story. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. I'm going to give y'all the CWC Master Lock story. How we had to evict over 56 families in the middle of the winter because of TCE toxins in the soil that was left by Master Lock and Briggs & Stratton. And then Master Lock was just allowed to shut down and move on quietly. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Tap In is next with Jazz Tyler. I know she's going to bring a lot of energy for y'all. I had a good time. Enjoy y'all weekend. It's your boy Ray Nitty. See y'all next week. Don't go anywhere.